الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أو الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم for all our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani channel start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all praises belong to Allah azza wa jalla our sustainer our provider cherisher and nourisher the master of the day of judgment the owner initiator and creator of everything that exists Allah wahid yakta hai ek khuda bas tanha hai koi na uska hamta hai ek hi sabki sunta hai Allahu 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 May peace and blessings be upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Today, is that subhanallah, I am joined by a great personality who has blessed us and he is with us right now in studio. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will be hearing from him inshallah as we go along in the program. And subhanallah, this is for the first time we have this personality in our early echo program. And he is none other than our respected and honorable Ustadul Ulama, Hazrat Allama Maulana Hafiz Uqari. Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahab Qibla Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyya who is right now with us in studio let us inshallah Azza wa Jalla hear some words from our respected honorable senior before we even listen to any naat inshallah Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh
MashaAllah, MashaAllah Huzur it's a pleasure and honor to have Hazrat here today in our early echo program Alhamdulillah, how is Hazrat's health and tabi'at Hazrat?
الحمد لله على كل حال South Africa is a country where we have many seasons and weathers in different cities so that has its own beauty mashallah if you really want to enjoy all the good seasons within one country then I think South Africa is the place Even Nigrane Shura used to say, we went once to Cape Town. And in one day, we experienced winter, summer, autumn, spring, everything.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
And he was so excited that this is also a clear sign of Qudrat.
Allahu Akbar.
The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how he controls everything.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
There is a lesson to learn in everything that Allah has created, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, and Huzur, we should at the same time, as we just heard from you, alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, in all circumstances we should, you know, show thanks, give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is how the life of a believer should be, that in all situations he should thank Allah Azza wa Jalla and praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Alhamdulillah Mufti Sahab. So Mufti Sahab comes from Johannesburg which is approximately about 500-550 kilometers away from Durban and Alhamdulillah due to Madani Kaam Madani activities of Da'wat Islami. Mufti Sahib has blessed Durban and subhanAllah, he has accepted our invitation and he is here right now. Inshallah Azzawajal, our program, dear viewers, for today, the topic of discussion is a very interesting one. And inshallah, to learn more about what we will be discussing, you need to be locked and tuned to Madani channel, inshallah. We will be discussing the concept of Piri Muridi in Islam. Ji, you heard correct. The concept of Piri Muridi in Islam. Let's now listen to Inati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is of course our routine, and we dedicate a segment in every day's program to listen to the praises of the most exalted Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And today's Inati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we will be listening to, is recited by none other than Rukni Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. Main to panjatan ka ghulam hu, main to panjatan ka ghulam hu. Is Nati Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko sunte hain aur uske baad fauran apne program ke saath dobara hazir honge. Please stay tuned and locked to Madani channel. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa, Mustafa aur unki aan, panjatan, panjatan hain ba kamaal, Mustafa, Mustafa aur unki aan, panjatan, panjatan hain ba kamaal.
Mujh pe kitna niyazi karam ho gaya, دنیا کہنے لگی پنجتن کا گدا اس گھرانے کا جب سے میں نوکر ہوا سب سے اچھی میری نوکری ہو گئی
میں تو پنجتن کا میں تو پنجتن سر جدا جہاں عشق ہے وہیں کربلا میری بات انہی کی بات ہے میرے سامنے وہی رات ہے وہی جن کو شیر خدا کہیں جنہیں باب صلی علی کہیں وہی جن کو ذات علی کہیں وہی پوختہ ہے میں تو خام ہوں میری حیثیت ہی بھلا ہے کیا وہ ہے بادشاہوں کے بادشاہ میں ہوں ان کے در کا بس ایک گدا میرا پنج تن سے ہے واسطہ میرا نسبتوں کا ہے سلسلہ میں فقیر خیر الانام ہوں
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
چمنستان کرم کی زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن پھول
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ وسلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. What a beautiful ناتی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We were listening to سبحان اللہ میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں, and it was recited by none other than رکن شورا حاجی عبدالحبیب اتاری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ. MashaAllah, subhanAllah, it has rejuvenated our spirits in the early parts of the morning. You are watching the Early Echo program. Please stay tuned with us from now till the end of today's program. Let us dive deep into our discussion and topic for this morning. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing the concept of Piri Muridi. And we will ask these questions to our Honorable Mufti Sahib Qibla, inshaAllah. The first question with respect we would like to ask our Honorable Mufti Sahib, inshallah, is that Huzur, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Mufti Sahib is originally from Pakistan, Alhamdulillah, and so many years, it has been over 25-30 years Mufti Sahib has been servicing this beautiful deen in South Africa and many different parts of the world. Mufti Sahib was in America for some time as well, Huzur, and Mufti Sahib travels to UK very frequently as well, and many other countries of Africa itself, Alhamdulillah. In recent times, Mufti Sahib was also in a country known as Malawi, which is Central Africa, Alhamdulillah, due to Madani Kam, and Subhanallah, he has hoisted the flags of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali in many parts of the world, and he has spread the fragrance of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Approximately 30 students through his efforts will be coming from that country into South Africa to be learning Ilm-e-Deen and so many other works which are right now currently happening, alhamdulillah. So related to our subject and topic, Mufti Sahab, alhamdulillah, since we are discussing Piri and Muridi, Huzur, we would like to know about your respected and honorable Pir o Murshid, Huzur. What was his name and where did he reside from?
Alhamdulillah, my Shaykh and my Pir or my Murshid is Shahzada Qutb-e-Madina, Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Madani.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
From Madina Sharif,
Subhanallah.
Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, buried in Jannatul Baqi.
Subhanallah.
So I took bayat with him.
He's Abba Jan, his Mubarak and Blessed Father is a Pir o Murshid of Amir al-Sunnah.
That's correct.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah, he blessed me with his Khilafat and he also granted his Khilafat to Amir Ahl-Sunnat as well.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Kya baati Madinah ki, Subhanallah. And he is buried in Jannatul Baqi, Huzur.
Yes.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, we have just heard now that Mufti Sahib has mentioned about his respected Pir o Murshid. May Allah Azza wa Jalla, for his sake, accept our lawful wishes and forgive our sins, alhamdulillah. Huzur, so the first question comes to mind with regards to Piri, Muridi, and lots of viewers out there may have this question in mind as well, that how is it to pledge allegiance in the hands of a Pir o Murshid? What it takes and what it is to make Murids and to have Murids or to become a Pir Sahib? And also, if Mufti Sahib can explain, what is the literal and shari'i meaning of bay'at itself?
See, there are certain words that people use in different languages for this position. In Urdu, normally we say peer. Peer is actually Persian word.
Okay.
And it means old man.
Okay.
Elderly person.
Ji.
Normally the mashayikh would spend most of their age in ibadat and in receiving training from their shayukh. And after the age of, 50, 55, 60, they would then come into the public to guide them. It's not like these days, a child born in a peer's house is automatically peer.
Allahu Akbar.
So normally an elderly experienced person would be witnessed by the people, guiding people. So the word peer became, an experienced elderly person.
Okay.
Became famous and known. So, but in the terminology, on whose hand you take bayat, he's called peer.
Okay.
So Arabic shaykh. Shaykh can also mean an old man, even in Arabic.
Right. Shaykh necessarily doesn't mean a person of knowledge, Mufti Sahib?
Yeah, no, not necessarily.
Okay.
But also it can mean an expert.
Okay.
In some field.
Right.
If you are expert in the field of Hadith, you can be called Shaykhul Hadith.
Allahu Akbar.
Or Shaykhul Fiqh.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Because you're expert in that field. And also person who's guiding on the path of tasawwuf, on the path of tariqat, as people would say, even though tariqat and shariat all mean path, but they have become like names now. So that's why to explain we use the word path of tariqat.
Right.
Literally it means path of path.
Right. Allahu Akbar.
So They are also called Shaykh.
Right.
And the terminology which is more befitting,
right,
is Murshid.
Murshid, okay.
Because this is from Arshada Yurshidu Irshad. Fahuwa Murshid. So Irshad is to guide.
Ji.
To show the way.
Ji.
To show the path.
Subhanallah.
Path that takes you in the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Path that saves you from evils. Path that helps you to do the good things. Things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, He loves. So the one who guides you, motivates you, encourages you, and also helps to remove your obstacles that are in the way and in the path for you to develop on this path. So the one who helps you is a murshid.
Right.
So all these terms are used, and like Peer or Murshid, commonly two words from the subcontinent, they are used together. You know, he's my Peer or Murshid. So you can say Peer, you can say Shaykh, like in Arab world mostly, they don't use the word Murshid or they don't use the word Peer, they would say Shaykh.
Right.
Huwa Shaykhuna, huwa Shaykhi.
Now, even if he is not the actual Peer or Murshid, and he could just be a teacher, they will refer to him as Shaykh Huzur?
Yeah, they would.
They would refer
they to would him. Actually, they would use the word Shaykh for any dini personality. An alim, scholar, who's helping them, guiding them, giving dars, bayan, khutbas, you know, Friday talks, or some, because they're learning. So if you are learning from someone, he is guiding you. He's your murshid.
So
any person who helps you, who teaches you, he's your teacher. He's your murshid. And in olden days, because the concepts were not, you know, mixed up so badly as in today's time, people would take faiz and barakah and ilm from many shuyukh. They would take bayat maybe with one shaykh, but they'll become talib or students or seekers of hundreds and thousands of mashayikh. These days it has become like a shop.
Right.
You know, you and the murids have become like customers.
Allahu Akbar.
You don't leave my shop and go to another shop.
Allahu Akbar.
And then the peer bhais, the whole atmosphere discourages. Oh no, you murid of so and so, you can't sit in the zikr of that silsila with the murids of that shaykh. So that narrow-mindedness and that incorrect concept was not there before, so people were open to gain benefit from different teachers, from different mashayikh.
Some examples, Mufti Sahib?
Well, I mean, if you like, for example, Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had more than 4,000 teachers.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah.
Of course, he learned one thing from this one, one thing from this one. So all actually teacher, really teacher is your murshid. I mean, you just took bayat and learnt nothing. Peer sahab came and then he comes after 10 years. Or once a year comes and he moves around in houses and have breakfast and lunch and supper here and just gave dua and went away. What did he teach you? The real function of a murshid is to guide you, to teach you, to educate you, you know, do something for you.
Subhanallah.
And that's not happening.
Right.
It's just rituals are left.
Right.
So murshid is always, if he's eating, he's teaching.
Kya baat?
If he's walking, he's teaching.
Aye,
you know,
aye.
If he is in gathering, he's teaching. If he's with privately with two, three people, he's teaching. Because this is maqam-e-irshad, that's the station of irshad, teaching, guiding. I mean, I've spent, you must have also spent time with Amiri Ahl-e-Sunnat, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, Attar Qadri, Razvi, Ziyai, Damat, Barakatum, Al-Qudsiya. I did not see him when he wasn't busy teaching.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
If you had meal with him, for example.
Subhanallah.
If you had some get together, he's teaching. So this is the quality of Murshid, of Peer, that he's helping his devotees to become strong on the path of Shariat, on the path of Deen, on the path of Islam. Yes. These days we see some people are very loyal and they're very strong, but they are being made strong on certain rituals.
Jim.
Not on namaz.
Jim.
Not on roza. Not on sunnat.
Jim.
But on certain rituals.
Jim.
And they will give their lives for those rituals.
Allahu Akbar.
And neglect salat, neglect faraid, neglect obligatory, you know, orders that are in the Shariat. Or some would even say, you know, it's not important.
Right.
So every person does make an impact at that position if you are peer or murshid or sheikh. But then it depends. As a sheikh, what you want to achieve.
Right. Right.
If you want to achieve that your devotees, your disciples, your murids must become good practicing Muslims, then you will make them good practicing Muslims. But if you want to achieve that, they must carry certain flag with them, identified as part of certain group with certain kind of color of topi and dress and libas and etc. and certain rituals which are not ordered in Islam. If rituals are being done not violating any principle of Islam, it can be accepted. Their position is that much only. But they would live and die for those rituals.
Right. So, giving out the most important aspects.
Definitely.
Alhamdulillah. Mufti Sahib, what a beautiful explanation, subhanAllah, with regards to how you mentioned about Irshad and that being the origin, Mufti Sahib, as Masdar.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Murshid has derived from Irshad. And what is the responsibility of a Piru Murshid? Mufti Sahib, of course, being a Murshid is of a very high status, and if a person is a Murshid, he has to be very careful. Are there any conditions for a Murshid, for a Peer, for a Sheikh? Are there any conditions set for such a person in Sharia, Mufti Sahib?
Yes, there are conditions, because it's a responsibility of a very high level. Because people who become your murids, they would take your actions as examples, you know, that would take you as role model. They will start saying things what you say, they will start doing things what you do. So you are on that position that you can build a community. Now you build a community on the right footing or on the wrong footing.
Right.
It all would depend on the personality and approach of Peer or Murshid or Shaykh.
Right.
That's why, according to scholars, certain conditions are necessary for him to play that role which he is supposed to play. So, number one is that he must be an alim-e-deen. Because if he is alim-e-deen, he knows about aqaid. He knows about halal, he knows about haram, he knows about makruh, he knows about mustahab, he knows what Allah likes and what Allah does not like.
Ji.
So he can guide someone.
Right.
But if he doesn't know himself those things,
right,
and he got 1,000 murids who follow him, how is he going to guide them? How is going to help those people? He'll make blunders and he'll make mistakes because he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then those who follow him, they will also do the same. I heard some person reading Quranic verses the wrong way. I heard someone. So I told him, why you read this way? He said, no, my peer used to read this way.
Allah.
So I copy it. So his peer did not know tajweed. His peer was unable to read with makharij, which are necessary. Because if you don't read Quran with makharij, you can change the meaning. But now because he feels as a murid, I have sold myself. Now I'm a slave of that person and that's my master. And my master read Quran, you know, wrong. So I must read Quran wrong.
Astaghfirullah. So how dangerous this could be for one's deen and for a Muslim, Huzur, that the person that he chooses has to be so accurate and so staunch and with istiqamat, and the person himself should be bound to these conditions which Mufti Sahib is mentioning.
Yeah, no. See, this is very important that before you take peer or murshid, you know, study something, learn from someone, go ask the ulama ikram, don't just follow like sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Because my neighbor, because my friend, because my cousin, because my family is becoming murid of this Baba and that Baba, so let me, you know, stand in the queue and also become, but you not know nothing about it.
Oh, Allah.
So end up giving hand in the wrong person and your whole life is messed up.
Allah.
So first condition is that this person must be an alim-e-deen.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Now, alim-e-deen can be sayyul aqeedah sunni, or can be corrupt as well.
Mm-hmm.
So second condition is that his aqaid must be in accordance with the mainstream Islam.
Jimakita.
And the mainstream Islam is Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah in today's time, as we would say, as explained and expounded by Imam Ahl Sunnat Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Fazil Bareilvi Nambar Allah Marqadahu.
Subhanallah.
And number three, he must not be an open sinner.
Right.
Fasik Mu'lin.
Ji.
For example, he's sitting with the murids and people are around him, namaz time entered, namaz time went.
Mm-hmm.
He did not move from there.
Right.
So people have witnessed that he missed first salat.
And this is an open sin, Mufti Sahib?
It's an open sin.
Open sin.
That's an open sin. Open sin is that you committed a sin and people are witnessing to that sin.
Ji.
Okay, that's an open sin. He's shaking hand with women, allowing them to come shake hand skin to skin.
Mm-hmm.
And kiss his hands. That's an open sin.
Open sin. Allahu Akbar. And these are not just theories, Mufti Sahib, brother, this is reality. Some of this is happening in our society.
Yes, so that's why we are talking and we are educating.
Allahu Akbar.
Madani channel is helping.
Ji, ji.
So if you learn and get the right knowledge, you must accept it. Don't get stubborn and don't get angry.
Ji.
It's actually a blessing that you came to know in good time while you are living.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put things right.
Mm-hmm.
Break away from such person who is an open sinner.
Ji.
People wear, you know, so many rings. They're wearing gold rings. One ring of particular weight, it must have a pearl in it, is allowed.
Ji.
Two rings are not allowed. That's najais, that's haram. Now, he's a peer sahab, so this is a ring from Ajmer, this is a ring from Baghdad, this is a ring from Kaliyar Sharif,
Allah,
this is a ring from Pak Patan Sharif,
Allah, Allah,
this is a ring from Madina Sharif.
Hai, hai, hai.
So, as Amir-e-Ahl-e-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiyah, he said once, I heard it was quite interesting. He said, we don't want the ring of Medina if it's not Jais. We want the teaching of the king of Medina.
Hai 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 hai. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Medina?
Ring is made in China. Somebody imported.
It got sold in Medina.
And he's selling in Medina Sharif. So you say it's a ring of Medina. It's a ring of Medina. So you don't have to see that it's a ring of Medina. You have to see whether this ring is allowed in the Shariat of King of Medina.
Hi, hi, hi. Subhanallah. What a beautiful explanation, Mufti Sahib.
Yeah.
Kya baat hai, Subhanallah.
So he must be.
So look at where his tawajjuh is supposed to be, where he's supposed to be thinking, and how he should be perceiving and judging his matters. Mufti Sahib, I have personally met people who would say it's from Ajmer and this is from Baghdad and Kalyari, as Mufti Sahib had mentioned, more than one ring. And if only we could begin to think this way here, that though we have love for the things which are associated to those Mubarak places, but rather focus on the King of Madinatul Munawwara, who has ordered us to, which is the Sunnah of the King of Madinatul Munawwara.
Yes.
So instead of following the Sunnah, we are following the Nisbat, that this is from there and this is from there. So Mufti Sahib, you said this is the third condition actually,
yeah,
of the conditions which Mufti Sahib is mentioning. So first we learn was Alim Deen, he yeah must be a scholar of the Deen. And together with that comes the true Sahihul Aqeedah.
Sahihul Aqeedah. Like these days,
Ji,
you will find many acting as Sunnis.
Ji, Mufti Sahib.
But they're not Sunnis.
Mm-hmm.
Their Aqaid are mixed up with some other corrupt sects.
Allah, Allah.
Or they have a mixture, some Aqeedahs of Sunnis and some Aqeedahs of non-Sunnis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And these type of peers are actually many these days. So person must make sure, and criteria to judge these days is through the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah. At every step we need Ala Hazrat.
We need Ala Hazrat.
Subhanallah.
We need Ala. He's the Imam of the Sunnis. If you are Sunni, you know, you need to follow the teachings of the Imam. Because his teachings will save you. His teachings will protect you. Will protect your Aqeedah, your Iman, your Amal. So these are now three conditions we discussed. And the fourth is, his silsila must be consistent.
Right.
What it means, must be consistent. That from his Piro Murshid, right up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no link in this chain must be missing. So how do a link can miss? It can miss in a way that certain person, maybe his peer or his peer's peer or someone was not murid of some other shaykh and he just started. So there is no link that going to Rasulullah. Or maybe one person committed kufr due to his actions or statement and without tawbah he stayed like that. So because of kufr, the link got missing. It's not connecting spiritually anymore. So it can happen through many ways. Or some person is a total open sinner against Shariat. Very openly, he does things and he says things. So then the silsila is cut off from there. So the faiz, which is in the reservoir in Madinatul Munawwara, is flowing, 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 flowing. But at that link, it stops.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So then it means that that silsila is not consistent. It's not linked. It's not muttasil. It's broken.
It's
at
broken.
Some point, it's broken.
Jee.
So all mashayikh must be muttaqi. They all must be pious, salih, and on the sahih aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Then only, and then of course, he must be granted the permission by his shaykh, which is called khilafat. So then he becomes a qualified shaykh. Not because he is a son of so-and-so, or not because he comes from so-and-so's family. Many people these days, oh, he's a Hazrat's son. You know which family he comes from.
So this is actually not the criteria, Mufti sir.
This is not absolutely the... not. Of course, the johala, the ignorant people have made this as a criteria, and this appeals to them because a lot of wrong stories are told to them. So based on that, they say every child that's born in the family of so-and-so Hazrat, that's a born wali.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he reads namaz or doesn't read namaz, whether he follows sunnah or doesn't follow sunnah, whether he takes drugs or he, you know, drinks alcohol or he does any wrong, he's pious for us.
Allah.
He's holy for us.
Simply because he hails from a family where they say peer sahab or something like that.
Yeah, no, this is not the teachings of our deen.
Subhanallah.
You know, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honorable, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who fears Allah the most.
Subhanallah.
The one who fears Allah the most,
Subhanallah.
He will never miss his salat. The one who fears Allah the most, he'll never leave any sunnah, even mustahab. And he will never go near any sin. And that's the person who's honored.
Subhanallah. Mufti sahab, very, very beautifully explained, and those conditions were very important for us to learn and understand. Okay, Mufti sahab, we would like to take some of the questions of the viewers of Madani channel by the social media. Brother Muhammad Bilal Sheikh Umar, yes, he says that if a person does not have a Peer or Murshid, can that person take Hazrat Ghaus-e-Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala as his spiritual guide? He actually asked two questions. One of the questions is this.
If somebody did not make bayat, but he is on the correct aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, there's no blame on him. There's no sin. It's not that he is incomplete Muslim, but it's recommended to take bayat on the hand of some qualified sheikh. There are spiritual benefits and experienced by the pious people. So we will recommend that become murid of somebody who is qualified sheikh. See, sometimes we emphasize that, you know, Piri Muridi is good, become murid, but we don't touch whose murid should you become. Because people are becoming murids of wrong people.
Jee, Mufti sahab. Bishak.
Wrongdoers.
Wrongdoers.
Transgressors.
Jee, Mufti
sahab. Open sinners. Corrupt in their akidas. So now it's time that when we encourage people, same time we must explain who should be your peer, who should be your murshid. Because otherwise people will get motivated by your speech to become murid, and they will go and whoever comes in front of them, they'll become murid.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah so much, Mufti sahab, for these questions. We have many other questions related to our discussion for today, and we are discussing the concept of Piri Muridi in Islam, and Mufti sahab has taken this to another level altogether. Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant us the tawfiq and ability for these words to sink into our hearts and mind, dear viewers. May we make amal and practice this, what we are just listening to. Inshallah, we have some very, very, I would say, common questions which you may be thinking in your heart and mind as well. We will be asking them, inshallah, just after this Madani Guldasta. Please stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu عليه وسلم.
Oh no! What have you done? Nothing. I just did some makeup.
You didn't do makeup. You messed it up completely.
And this is what you call wasting things.
And little girls shouldn't use makeup anyway.
And we shouldn't use the things that belong to our elders, and that too, without their permission.
Have a look who's outside, and also ask who it is before opening the door. Hold on a sec, I'm just coming. Just wait a minute. Who is it? It's me, Arima. Yay! Open the door.
Assalamu alaikum.
What's wrong, Arima?
Open the door.
Alaikum
assalam.
Why did you leave? But what happened? At least tell me something.
Outside Arima.
Open the door. Oh, Arima, you're too much. There's no witch outside. It is Raika. She has put up all the makeup of Mum on her face.
Sister Arima, why did you lock me outside?
Oh my days, I got scared.
Have a look at yourself. You just look like a witch.
No, you look like a witch.
Raika, don't say that.
Why don't you say it to Sister Arima? She's also calling me a witch.
Yes, absolutely. She shouldn't say it either. This is a very bad thing.
Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran,
وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ
and do not give each other evil names.
I'm sorry, Raika.
I also called you with a bad name.
Please forgive me too.
Well done. Both of you have done a great thing.
So, dear children, you should also be careful that you do not give anyone an evil name and do not call anyone with evil names, even in a joke.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم غلام رسول and كنيس فاطمة is مدني pools. We always listen to mashallah in the early parts of the morning. We have few minutes to the end of today's episode and program, and you are watching the early echo in the company of His Eminence أستاذ العلماء حضرت علامة مولانا حافظ وقاري مفتي عبد النبي حميد صاحب قبلة دامت بركاته العليا mashallah. مفتي صاحب, we are discussing the concept of Piru Muridi and so many questions that were asked, and Mufti Sahib had answered those questions. Very important question, Mufti Sahib, a person had asked is that, can a disciple terminate his allegiance with his murshid, with his sheikh, with his peer sahib? Can he be given the ijaza to end this rishta and relationship?
Only he can terminate.
Okay.
Peer can't terminate.
Allahu Akbar. So a murid can terminate.
He can terminate because right. His connection with his peer is of respect. And the day he doesn't have respect, he terminated it.
Kya baat? So he has any sort of anger in his heart about his peer murshid, like badgumani, and where he expresses it, where he fights with his peer murshid, will that nullify his
bayat? That breaks the link.
Allahu Akbar.
It's all about respect.
Respect.
First of all, peer must be the right person, qualified person.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have become murid, it's a bayat, like you have sold yourself. Mm-hmm. Now this is the meaning of bayat.
Bayat.
It's a done
big
deal.
Jana, right.
It's a done deal.
Right.
You have handed over yourself to him.
Mm-hmm.
To put you right, to fix you, to put you on the path, to advise you, to reform you, to rectify you. You know, you have given that authority to him. That comes with respect.
Mm-hmm.
So if that respect is lost, the relationship is lost. So in actual fact, the murid can terminate. The day he feels he's not the right person for me.
Allahu Akbar.
So that's why we say, break your bayat. For example, if the peer is a fasiq, mu'lin, sinner, open sinner, his aqidah is not right, normally ulama say, break your bayat. How do you break your bayat?
Mm-hmm.
You break your bayat this way that you don't respect him anymore.
Right.
He's not the right person.
Right.
So bayat is broken automatically. You don't have to utter certain words like person gives talaq and he says from the mouth, you know, talaq, talaq, talaq. There's no need for that. The respect is gone.
Kya baat hai, subhanallah. What
a relationship is gone.
And if only we could make, help others who are stuck in such situations and guide the ummah at large. Save those Muslim brothers and sisters out there who are in such situations where they can't come out. Mufti Sahib, I think it's Islamic knowledge which we all need to have. And because of the lack of knowledge, people don't know which direction to turn into. Firstly, due to ignorance, they became murids of such people that may have these qualities as being open sinners and committing such haram acts. And now they feel they are obliged to their so-called peers and murshids out there. They are pious people throughout the world, Mufti Sahib.
and it's not difficult for us. But as Mufti Sahib mentioned, I think the yardstick, Mufti Sahib, what you mentioned is very, very important, that people look at nisbat, number one, ki kis khandan se ye belong karta hai. Number two is people search for karamat, and yet everything is contrary to Sharia, from the hairstyle to the dressing code. As Mufti Sahib mentioned earlier, that rituals are followed more amongst many people out there, and they are the ones who have following as well. People are following them, though they have so many rings in their hands and so on and so forth. So the yardstick is taqwa and piety. The standard of measuring the excellence of a person is to see the taqwa and how God fearing he is, how Allah fearing he is. And if a person sees that he is khawf-e khuda wala, he has a lot of fear for Allah Azza wa Jal, and he does all what Mufti Sahib has mentioned, then Mufti Sahib, one doesn't need to take advice from somebody else to become a murid of such a person. If you see and you notice that he has so much of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he follows the Sharia, and he fulfills those conditions which Mufti Sahib has mentioned, then one should become, if he desires to become a murid, he can become a murid, Mufti Sahib.
Yeah, actually it's good, it's recommended.
Ji, right.
It's the practice of pious people,
subhanallah,
to take bayat. And right. their path is the right path.
Right. Alhamdulillah.
Now they are the people who are favored by Allah, the pious people. And sure. And we make dua for their path, you know. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayh.
Kya baat?
So taking bayat is the path of pious people. All the awliya, they are murid of someone.
Mm-hmm.
So we follow their path, and we will follow their path, and we will take bayat, and we will promote, you know, institution of Piri Muridi, but at the same time we will educate our masses.
Wow.
That in this beautiful sacred institution, you know, don't make wrong choices. Make the right choices and get the full benefit.
MashaAllah. Mufti Sahib, one viewer had asked this question, that at what age can a person become murid? By the social media, this question.
The first day born baby can become murid.
Yeah, but
then the father will make the decision.
Okay.
So the newborn children, father can go and make them murid of certain shaykh.
Yeah, but.
But if the person has to make his own choice, then he should become baligh, because it's a deal that you're going to make.
Right.
So you should understand what deal are you going to make.
Okay, so it's preferable to wait for your child to become baligh, Mufti Sahib?
No, you can actually make them murid. You don't have to wait.
Ji, they can become murid.
Yeah, if you have the right murshid,
ji,
you make them murid even when they are small.
Subhanallah.
So, fearing that maybe when they grow up and I'm not there anymore to guide them, they might end up becoming murid of some corrupt peer.
Corrupt. Allah.
You know, wrong peer.
Right.
So, if you know exactly that the peer is right.
Excellent, Mufti Sahib. Excellent. MashaAllah. Mufti Sahib, as a peer's responsibility is to, as you said, irshad, to teach. So, as this is done during his earthly life, during his physical life, during severe moments such as when a murid is leaving this dunya, at that time shaitan attacks a person and tries to ruin his iman before he leaves the dunya. At that time, in such difficult situations as well, even if your Piro Murshid is not physically present with you when you are dying and leaving this dunya, is it possible that a Piro Murshid can even assist his murid in such situations during the final moments of one's life?
Yes, a Kamil Murshid, Waliullah, and awliya Allah are also granted some amount of knowledge of unseen through the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is granted knowledge of unseen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the knowledge which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is granted is more than the whole creation. And with that help, sometimes some awliya can also see what's happening at a far distance, and they can, especially those of high level kamilin, like the story of Hazrat Imam Fakhruddin Razi,
Achha,
who was murid of Hazrat Najmuddin Kubra, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So at the time of his death, Shaitan came and started debating with him. That you have always debated with the atheists and try to prove the existence of Allah and the oneness of Allah. Today you have to debate with me. So he started debating. Of course, it's a Shaitan. And the knowledge is there. Mm-hmm. At some point, he was Muallimul Malakut. He was the teacher of the angels. So he started debating, and he defeated Imam Razi completely. Mm-hmm. Imam Razi, you know, finds no proof anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He is now desperate for help. So his Piro Murshid, Hazrat Najmuddin Kubra, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was at a far distance somewhere. He observed the situation and he shouted from there.
From where he was.
Where he was. Tell him that I believe in Allah without any proof.
Allahu Akbar. Kya baat hai, subhanallah.
So then when Imam Razi,
without any proof.
Yeah. Without any argument.
Allahu Akbar.
So when he said that, Shaitan ran away. So his iman got saved. So yes, these kind of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu has written this incident. I mean, he has said that in his Malfuzat Sharif. So these kind of benefits are true, and the right murshids, the kamilin, they do help their murids at the time of difficulty. Of course, all that help is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can help if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not will.
Kya baat. MashaAllah.
But these are the points of distribution of the help of Allah.
Kya baat. SubhanAllah. JazakAllah Mufti Sahib for this amazing and academic explanation Mufti Sahib had given. Alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of today's episode. Unfortunately, every good thing comes to an end, and this program as well comes to an end. And there are some other questions more. Mufti Sahib, maybe in a minute. It's a long, lengthy question, but if Mufti Sahib can answer, they ask, Mufti Sahib, you travel the world, Mufti Sahib. You have went to so many countries and places. At this time, in your opinion, do you find anyone fitting this criteria, Mufti Sahib, that you have been in conditions and so on and so forth?
There are many, alhamdulillah. But a person that I know personally more is Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat.
Kya baat hai, subhanallah.
And I advise people, even though I have Khilafat, and before I joined Dawat Islami, people used to become my murid.
Okay.
I have my own murids. But since Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat gave me wakalat, I don't make people my murids. I take them into the muridship of Amir
al-Sunnat.
Because I feel, I personally, honestly feel that he's the Kamil Peer, he's the Kamil Wali, and he's the right person to guide people.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
So I should rather, you know, lead people towards the personality from where they will get more and more benefit
from. SubhanAllah. Yeah. MashaAllah, JazakAllah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we say shukran to you for watching this program, for being with us, and for asking those questions, and for sharing this program as well with others. We place our gratitude and we thank our respected and honorable guest for today, Mufti Hamidi Sahab Qibla, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, who is present with us in studio and who has taken out the time and given us and taught us our deen. And these questions which were asked, Mufti Sahib had answered them so beautifully. Shukran to you, Huzur, for accepting our invitation and being here in this program.
JazakAllah. Shukran to you for inviting me and giving me this opportunity. With your barakah, alhamdulillah, I've done this. So.
MashaAllah. The way Mufti Sahib speaks is excellent, amazing, phenomenal, and immaculate performance. May Allah Azza wa Jalla extend His shadow above our heads. We now, at the end of every program, remind ourselves what is the maqsad and the mission of this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. And it is simple as this. I must strive, jihad. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world.
inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day.